Gloria said, yes, she said, I remember. We come home from the dance at 12 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, y'all were getting us up to go make donuts.
That is the voice of 82-year-old Lillian Dever, affectionately known to many as the Donut Woman. She is describing a memory with one of her daughters regarding the humble beginnings of the ever-popular maple donuts that are a highlight of the Highland County Maple Festival. Since the early 1960s, many thousands of people from near and far have stood in line to get a taste of the Mill Gap Ruiton Club's maple glazed donuts. Lillian and her husband, 90-year-old Garland Dever, spoke with Allegheny Mountain Radio about the storied history of these tasty treats.
Well, when it started, they had a minister down at Musto, and they did them down there, and that got over in our side. The Kings, Ellis King's bunch, and us got into it big, and then others joined.
And I think that minister came from Texas, if I'm not mistaken. I reckon he's the one brought the recipe.
Yeah.
The Ruiton Club had just started, and the Maple Festival has already been going, and we was wondering about something we could do at the Maple Festival or make a little bit of money for the Ruiton Club.
Our friends and so forth in Mill Gap, we would get together and have donut fries. Families together. Well, there comes the Ruiton Club without much money, and I suggested and demanded almost that we make the donuts and sell them. And it was something else.
In the early years, the donuts were made right in the Dever's home south of Monterey.
They were made in the basement here.
Now, these donuts have to be raised. They had yeast in them. So it wasn't just something you could get right away.
And we get up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and start them. And we had four little kids around here under 5, and we made donuts. It was fun all the way through. And a lot of disappointments. And can you imagine this house smelling like donuts all the time? But it was a deal, making the donuts here, letting them raise, and getting them up there to fry.
Now, how'd you do that?
Manpower.
The location of where the donuts have been sold has moved around to a few different areas of Monterey.
That was up here in Monterey, and we put a tent up in front of the hotel and figured we'd sell a donut and they'd eat it. I remember a lady coming and getting a donut and then walking back up the street and eating it, and she came back and wanted more. Maybe a dozen, I'm not sure. And we never could keep up with donuts since then. Guess you've seen where 40 or 50 people stand waiting to get donuts.
And you go to Stanton or anywhere you went to, and they knew you was from Highland, you'd get the donuts in the conversation everywhere.
The donuts are now made and sold at the Mill Gap Ruiton Club trailer at the lot just south of the intersection of Monterey. And the Devers recollect people showing up for donuts as early as 5 in the morning. It is the club's biggest fundraiser of the year, but the Devers say they never expected the donuts to be so popular. The numbers are staggering, though, as currently, during any given Maple Festival, between 40 and 45,000 donuts are made, with almost 2.5 tons of flour and 1 ton of powdered sugar. Most of the money that's raised goes back into the community. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Chris Swecker.